the wind. Open road and a road that's hit. Brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found a trail. At the end was you. There's a path we take and a path not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. The nights are long, but you might wake.
Hammer.
Wrench.
Beer.
Here's the good pipes.
So, what do you think of this outfit?
Well, that looks nice, Mother, but the other one was nice, too.
Angela, I am not looking for nice. I'm looking for va-va-va-voom.
You found it, baby.
Oh, thank you kindly.
You know, Mother, my blue scarf would look terrific with that.
Oh, thanks, Angela. Isn't it fun being roomies?
Well, Mother, you're welcome to stay with me anytime you burn your apartment down.
Angela, I didn't exactly burn it down. It's just a little smoke damage.
A few charred drapes.
Yeah, some old chairs.
The living room.
I think I will try the blue scarf.
Okay, Angela, would you like to go outside, turn on the water, and we'll check this baby out?
Tony, maybe we should have called the plumber.
It's fine, Angela. Could you please turn on the water? I give you a plumber. All right, ready?
Okay.
Let her rip. Dry as a bone. Boy, it's great down here. Michelle, you're the greatest. Oh, wait. Hold it. Shut it off. Oh, it's just a little dribble. But you know me, I want to make it perfect, you know? I'm going to go down to the hardware store and get a washer. Come with me. Take a walk.
Angela, you're right. The blue scarf is just perfect.
Mother, that's an entirely different outfit.
You don't like it?
Well, it's not that I don't like it. I just...
Oh, dear. There's my study group. Please, would you get the door? I think these shoes are just entirely wrong.
You think my mother's acting strange?
With Mona, it's hard to tell. Hey.
Hi, we're Mona's study group.
Hey, well, I'm Tony Maselli. Come on in.
I'm Ralph.
How are you?
This is Laura. Jason.
Hello.
How do you do?
I'm Angela. I'm Mona's daughter.
Hello.
Hey, you must be the teacher, huh?
No, I'm a student.
Oh, yeah? Just like Mona, huh?
Oh, come now. Nobody's just like Mona.
Well, look.
Yes, she is a very special woman, isn't she?
Oh, look. You kids get all your work done or no TV tonight.
Oh,
I'm going. I'll see you.
Okay. Mother, don't you look nice?
This old thing. Oh, just a little something I threw on.
Well, it, landed just right.
You old flatterer. Now for the important things. I'll get the munchies. Come on in. Make yourself at home.
Mother.
Hmm?
That's a very nice-looking man over there.
You should see him break dance.
I thought maybe I could help you.
Oh, all right. There you are.
Well,
certainly does help. supposing someone should come in, though.
Oh, so what?
I'm just not ready to go public yet.
You know, there's nothing wrong with what we're doing.
Oh? Then does that mean you told your mother?
Well, no. Did you tell your daughter?
Oh, no way. You've got to understand Angela. She's kind of a young fogey. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
I know just what I'd say. I'd say, Mom, I've met a wonderful woman. She's got more curiosity and enthusiasm than anyone I've ever met. And she's not a bad little dancer either.
Whoa. I'm sorry.
Tony, this is not what you're thinking.
I ain't thinking.
I'm sure that you've seen two people kissing before.
Not these two. I came in here for the old washer. See, I went to the hardware store. I'm fixing the sink. And the water, it went all over the place. And
I'll take the iced tea out.
Yeah. See, but I could fix it, see? I found the washer. I'm gonna go fix it now.
Now, Tony, I need to talk to someone.
I could send someone in. How about Angela? She's a great listener. I heard her listen. I'm telling you.
Tony, she's the last person I want to talk to about this. Please.
Oh, Monum. Lay it on me, Moan.
Well, you see, I didn't go looking for someone younger. It's just that I'm going to college now, and I found this college person.
That makes sense.
I guess I missed out on a lot the first time around. See, I quit college to get married and to raise a family, and so when all my girlfriends were being serenaded by fraternities, Angela was spitting up on me.
That's our girl.
Jason and I met in class, and one day we went out for coffee and we started telling each other our life stories. Of course, his didn't take very long. I don't know, we just clicked right from the beginning. He understands me, and we have fun together.
Yeah, I saw. Well, you know, when I came, I saw it.
Just a minute. What do you think we've been doing?
I don't know.
No. You're wrong. We haven't. I don't even think I could. I mean, what would people think?
What people? You mean Angela?
She's the only people that really count.
Mona, all I know is one thing, you know. You only go around once in life. And if you get the chance to go twice, I think you got to take it.
You're right.
I am?
Yes, and you're terrific. Mwah. Too bad you're not 10 years younger.
Trying to get a better look at Grandma's new boyfriend.
You mean without them seeing us?
Uh-huh.
That's fine.
It's time for bed, Jonathan.
Who is he anyway?
He's a nice-looking man with the gray hair. Hey!
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Sink's all fixed.
Oh, great.
What's going on?
We're spying on Grandma's new boyfriend.
Go to bed, Jonathan.
Me and my big mouth.
Who told you about Mona's new beau?
Nobody had to tell me. I knew it the minute I saw them together.
That's what happened to me. I mean, when I saw them smooching in the kitchen.
Smooching?
Smooching.
That's wonderful.
Wait a minute. You don't mind? I mean, I really thought the age difference was going to bother you.
Oh, come on, Tony. Loosen up. What's a few years? These are the 80s.
Well, gee, that's terrific.
Well, why don't you go downstairs and buzz in her ear? Tell her you're in her corner.
That's a wonderful idea. I'll do it.
Oh, boy, I love a happy ending.
Mother.
Yes?
I was just talking to Tony.
About what?
About you and your new beau.
Benedict Arnold.
Wait a minute. I didn't rat you out. She figured this one herself.
Mother, I'm thrilled.
Angela, I'm stunned.
I think it's just what you need.
My God, the hospital didn't switch babies on me.
You can stop sneaking around. I'm with you on this. And I think we need to get this relationship out in the open, into the sunlight where it can grow and flourish.
Oh, you're right. And there's no time like the present, huh? Listen, everybody. Guess what? I have been keeping a secret, which has made me a little crazy-er. So in the interest of mental health, I want you all to know I have a boyfriend.
Isn't that cute? A boyfriend.
And he's right here.
Cute couple, huh?
It's them.
Did Grandma and the boyfriend get home yet?
Go to bed!
Yeah, go to bed. You're too young for this stuff. Well, I want to kiss Grandma goodnight.
Take a number.
Well, here they all are, the moral majority.
Mother, isn't it a little late? Where have you been?
Well, gee, I'm sorry, Mrs. Bauer. I ran out of gas.
Oh. Oh, come on, you can think of one better than that.
How about a flat tire?
If you were going to be late, young man, the least you could have done was call.
Well, I didn't know I had a curfew.
Well, it is a school night.
What are you going to do, Angela? Ground her?
I should be very annoyed with all of you for waiting up. But I'm not, because I want to share something with you. I've been pinned.
What?
Where's the pin?
My pin. It was on my sweater.
Oh, my gosh.
I found it.
I'll get it. I'm the housekeeper here.
Well, then take the afternoon off.
I'll get the door. I'll get the door. So I'll get it.
I'm Jason's mother. You must be the Bowers.
No, we're not.
I am. He's not. I'm Angela Bauer.
I'm Tony Maselli. I'm the housekeeper here.
I'm sure you are.
Come in.
Oh, my husband will be right in. He's parking the car.
Oh, well, Mrs. Franklin.
Hillary, please.
Hillary, I'm not sure I did the right thing by calling you.
The whole thing's in doubt.
Tony, would you mind getting us some coffee?
It's my afternoon off, Andrew. Oh, what the heck?
Oh, Hillary, I just wondered what chance two people have when their ages are so far apart.
Oh.
Boy, that walk really slants up. Dear, this is Mona's daughter, Angela Bauer.
Nice to meet you, young lady.
Nice to meet you. Come, come in, please. Tony, this is Ted, Hillary's husband. And if you make any remarks, I'll kill you.
Ted and Hillary.
And this is Tony Maselli, Angela's housekeeper.
Housekeeper? Next thing you know, men will be having babies.
And I'll name the first one after you, Teddy.
Angela was just saying she's very worried about the difference in Jason and Mona's ages.
Oh, it's not so much their ages as their other differences.
Whatever they are.
Well, I think the whole thing is a lot of horse pucky. I'm sure your mother's an okay lady, but she's just too old for our boy.
Somehow, our son thinks that we should be understanding just because of the difference in our ages.
Oh, is there a difference?
Oh, it's not the same thing at all. He's got an older lady, and I've got me a young chick.
Excuse me. You seem to be saying that it's okay for a man, but not for a woman.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's the way of the world.
Yeah, but Ted, Teddy. The world is changing.
Well, you're certainly doing your share. Why don't we get down to brass tacks? Now, we have got an unacceptable situation here.
Wait a minute. My mother is not unacceptable. My mother is a terrific lady. And if the kids are having fun, what's it to you? Live and let live.
Well, Mother, I don't think that we should overstay our welcome.
Somehow, I think we already have.
Oh, no. It's been wonderful. Really. Feel free to drop in any time. Call first. Mother, what are you doing here?
Well, I have been hiding out in the patio until the Franklins left so I could come in and ask you, Angela, what the hell were they doing here?
Well, I just
Mona,
wanted to...
Mona, you should have seen her. She told the old geezer, dummy up. If a man could date someone younger, so could a woman. She was great.
But she's not a woman. She's my mother. I still think what you're doing is irresponsible.
Listen, Angela, when you were growing up, I didn't always agree with your decisions, but I did always try to support you.
Mother, I just can't say it's okay if I don't think that it is.
Well, I like him, and I'm dating him, no matter what you think.
You got nobody to blame but yourself if your mother runs away from home. I was upstairs taking a few wrinkles out of your mother's prom dress. She sure looks beautiful.
That's very nice.
Aren't you even going to go upstairs and see her before Deja picks her up?
Tony, Mother and I have gone round and round about this. We'll just get into another fight.
Angela, it's her prom night. It's one of those things she missed when you were throwing up all over her.
I can't help it. She's about to make a fool out of herself. How do you think those college kids are going to react when she goes out with Jason? Kids that age can be very cruel.
Yeah, well, maybe kids at any age.
Tony, I just don't want her to be hurt.
Oh, come on, Angela. You're hurting her. It's your mother. You know how much she wants you to go up there?
I'm the last person she wants to see.
Why don't you give me a break, huh? What you think means a lot to her. You're the most important thing in her life.
My mother said that?
Well, I cleaned it up a little bit.
You look beautiful.
Oh, you're just saying that. But you could say it some more.
All right. Mother, you look beautiful.
Oh, who am I trying to kid? I'm acting like an old fool.
Don't ever say that.
I don't have to say it, Angela. You said it for me.
Oh, for crying out loud, Mother. You've never listened to me before. Why are you going to start now?
Well, you've always been a pretty smart cookie.
Well, it's because I take after you. Well, Miss Scarlet, there's your date.
I can't go through with this. You tell him something.
What should I say?
I don't know. I'll think about that tomorrow.
Hey.
Hi, Tony.
Boy, you looking sharp, champ. Wow. Gee, it reminds me of my senior prom. Of course, I was only there half the time. Me and Bobby Guvinelli were sharing a tux.
Tony, I remember that suggestion you made. I took care of it. It's a great idea.
Oh, it's going to be great. All right, I'm going to get it.
So, you think I should go?
That's up to you. You're a big girl now, Mother. It's time for me to let go. Just here for moral support.
Oh. Hey, come on, come on, come on. They're playing your song.
Of all the girls I know, each sweet co-ed like a rainbow trail fades in the afterglow. The blue of her eyes and the gold of her hair are a blend of the western sky.
Great, eh? Oh, how's it feel to have the most popular mother on the block?
Actually, kind of good.
Yeah.
I was really touched by that serenade.
Yeah. Touched? Now, you were salivating.
What?
I saw the way you were looking at that guy.
What guy?
The one in the back.
You're crazy. I never saw any guy. Besides, I don't like redheads.